We're good.
You're recording? Okay, great.
Yes, we are.
Welcome to April, what's today? The 15th, April 15th, 2021 meeting of the Sustainability Advisory Board. And it's about 6:06. So thank you, everybody, for showing up. Well, that's great. Now, the first thing I think we want to do is approve the minutes. So I would hope you've all had a chance to look at them. They've been floating around for a month. So is there any comments on the minutes before we accept a motion to approve? No comments? Okay. We have a motion to approve the minutes.
Okay, we approved March.
Okay. I move we approve the minutes of March 18th. Any second?
I second to approve the minutes for March 18th.
Okay, any other discussion? No discussion? All in favor of the minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Okay, minutes are approved. Well, that's a good start. Okay, there are no guests, so we have no public comment. So why don't we go around and do some quick check-ins. And since Jerry's on the top of my screen, let's start with Jerry.
Great. I think last time I don't know how much introduction I gave to my role with this group, or did I give one or not?
Not really.
Good. Since there were no public comment, I'm gonna indulge. When I was looking at, new jobs, I wanted to come to a city in which I wasn't the only person working on sustainability issues. And in Albert Lea, Minnesota, sometimes it felt like I was the only person working on sustainability issues, but was able to do a whole lot of fun stuff through a program that the state had set up. And I can send you all links to it. It's my intent to send you links to it. And this has always been sustainability and has always been important to me professionally and personally. And now that things have settled down a bit, that is to say that we don't yet have an emergency that I have to immediately respond to, I actually have some time to work. So I'm really excited about the work that you're doing and the work that I can help you with. And I'm really grateful to be here. And it's not typical that the city manager is the staff liaison to a group, but I'm excited about it, and unless Councillor Baumgartner tells me otherwise, I'm going to keep doing this. So thrilled to be part of it and excited about the work that we can do.
Great. Thanks, Jerry. We're glad to have you on board. Looks like Kim is next in line on my screen. Hi, Kim.
Hello. Check-ins, man, there's so many. I really refrain on a daily basis of not sending this group emails of the content I've subscribed to, particularly in green business, because I think one of the things that's really helping drive sustainability is the business model for it, the economic model, and how it impacts businesses and our daily lives. So I'm going to send a couple links since the chat's turned off in the WebEx. There is a Green Transportation Summit Expo coming up again. It's going to happen this year in Tacoma. There's also an online version. It may be a little nerdy for a lot of you, but I'm totally into it because that's where the clean energy is coming in the transportation sector and fuels and fleets. And we do have, probably a bigger aspect to our fleets in West Lynn than most people realize, because it's not just the city vehicles that you share or the one that they let Jerry take out of the building once in a while. But it's the, it's the public works trucks, our equipment, the police. I mean, West Lynn owns the police vehicles. So I don't know what the total size of our fleet is, but as we're replacing those, I think our city's done a great job because we've been going that direction with sustainability. But if we get our stuff adopted that we've really put in our climate goals, I think this can happen in a much more meaningful way. So I'll just send some links because there's too much, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on. But the biggest thing I want to see is that we get our sustainability goals adopted this year and that we're able to do a baseline energy audit so that things can start happening and that we can start qualifying for grant funding because we've identified those goals.
Okay, great. Thanks, Kim. Next on my screen is Jennifer. Jennifer. Are you there? Jennifer?
I am. Sorry. I'm still driving.
So are you driving?
I'm driving back from work. So okay. I don't have anything to report. But I did want to touch on the fact that the subject matter I brought up last meeting regarding replanting West Lynn, I wanted to quantify that or qualify that by saying, not trying to replant every tree that was destroyed, but in common public areas like up and down Salamo or in downtown West Lynn. So I wanted to quantify that.
Okay.
All right.
Very good. Thank you. Mary, hi.
Hi. Sorry.
There she is.
Give me a second to unmute. Hello. I'm very excited about sustainability always and looking forward to being the council liaison. I don't really have anything to report. But I'm happy to be here and listen.
Okay, great. We're obviously happy to have you. Okay, Victoria, you're up. Can you hear me, Victoria?
Thank you. Last time I reported that I'd planted 4 trees as a start to redoing my entire backyard of natives, and I've continued with that project. Spent time at Bosque Dell and time at Echo Valley and just love it. I just got the most beautiful little trout lily. It's so pretty, just like that. So I'm totally happy with that. And I drive over there in my little electric car and pick up natives, and I just wish everybody could.
Excellent. We need more natives. Okay, looks like I'm up. We got a couple of bids on solar collectors and a battery pack for our house, so we're getting ready to look at the possibility of doing that. And also, I don't know if you all know the Northwest Villages. It's an age in place organization. There's a West Lynn Lake Oswego Village that I'm a volunteer member of, and we have set up a recycling group, and every month we go around to members and pick up a lot of stuff that's not able to be put in your curbside bin. And just Tuesday I went around and picked up from about 14 different houses electronics for Free Geek. So we filled up my pickup truck with all these electronics, and I took them to Free Geek yesterday. People were really excited that they actually had just one person driving one vehicle hauling all of these goods, and it prevented a lot of people from taking 3 telephones down to 3 Geek. You know? So it's getting started, and we've started out with batteries and, you know, plastic film, and this summer we're going to do building materials, remodel construction cabinets that people normally destroy. We're going to try and take those to rebuilding center. So that's what I've been doing. Okay, enough of that. We should review the action items from the past meetings. And do all of you have the meeting notes from the past meeting if you wanted to follow along? If not, they were on that link that I sent you on the website. Kathy put up all the documents we'll be looking at today. But anyway, if you're looking at the minutes from the last meeting, it would be where we're starting is agenda topic 5, action item from past meetings. So let's step through those and see what we've got going on. The first one was Chris and Jerry continue to work on the unimproved right-of-ways, park and open space overlay map. It was delayed to computer outage. Jerry was going to check with Chris. Anything new to report on that, Jerry? Can't hear you.
I'm trying to look for the same document that you're referencing. Chris and I sort of talked today about SAB items, and I don't know how much progress was made on the things that were mentioned in general. So if I can find that list, I can maybe answer them specifically, but sorry.
That's right. I'm wondering if this has been floating around, and Kim probably remembers, and so does Mary. I'm wondering if this is something that we should either discuss in a little more depth at the next or a future meeting, or pull it off the items for right now and refer it later. Any discussion about this unimproved right-of-way issue? Or any thoughts, feelings?
I have a question about these items. Are these items that the SAB has invested time in, or are these items that like are just good ideas worth pursuing?
Well, you know, it's a good question. We thought this was a good idea worth pursuing, but the pursuit didn't get very far.
Okay.
Because it was there was a map that was going to be examined closely, and there was some ideas about what could be done, and it kind of spilled over into community gardens. But I don't think, Kim and Victoria, please correct me, I don't think we made any substantial gains on where to go with that.
I think it was a public works issue, you know, with the maintenance. It sounded like it was, you know, like it got some traction, Victoria, if you want to chime in, it got some traction because it was a possibility of some areas that were identified. It was mutually beneficial for, you know, like community gardens or not community gardens, but like being able to use, you know, for people to participate in making a pollinator pathway or a community garden with some of this unused right of way. I think there was some apprehension on the maintenance crew's part of, you know, what that looks like and what areas are identified. I think before we can have any more conversation, we really need a map overlay. Like if there's a way to do a layer, and we got Charlie on board. So even though Charlie's not here, she did say we could volunteer her for tasks, and she's just sinking her teeth into GIS work, and we've got a good GIS system. So if we can have a GIS overlay of those areas that are unimproved, and then if they can just be identified, which ones are like on a steep slope or that really aren't going to work, and then being able to target the areas that could, I think the conversation could continue. If we don't have that, I don't think there's any place to go with it. You know, like a specific, like a visual list of where can we do this and what does that look like? That works for both, you know, for the city and for what our goals are.
Yeah, and as I recall, I think there was a discussion that this issue, the city didn't have the time to really devote to exploring this issue that thoroughly. So if you think it's something that we need to pursue and maybe assign one of our members like Charlie to investigate the possibility, and she said we could assign something to her in her absence, so this is a good chance.
Well, I guess the question I would have is, so if we have a map, like, are there funds available to plant things, and who would do that work?
Yeah. Another option was to identify areas that had potential for, say, natives, and try to enlist community members to do some of that work, because it's probably not something high on the city's list of priorities.
Well, just a stat to throw out about park maintenance, and I don't know if this overlays, but Ken had shown a graph at a council meeting the other night saying that each park maintenance employee is responsible for 23 acres of land right now. Mm-hmm. So it would be, I don't know, I mean, someone has to do the work.
I think it also comes down to the practicality of it. Like, I've talked to people at public works conferences where ODOT decided to do, you know, like native flowers, you know, that reseed themselves, and it looks great. And it drove the maintenance people crazy because they're like, I need to mow this. And then they mow it and they're like, see, it turned into weeds because they mowed it before the flowers reseeded and then the weeds replaced it. So, you know, if you've got people that are maintaining things and that's part of the regular schedule, that might be in conflict of how things get done. So, you know, I think there was a question of, are we talking right away areas that need water? Because I remember that in our conversations, like a couple, you know, like areas that would require water, or do you plant natives in it that reseed and that the city doesn't have to maintain that because you've established wildflowers? And are the maintenance people okay with that? Like, can you resist the urge to mow that?
Okay, so.
I have a question.
Go ahead, Maria.
It seems to me that if there were an area adjoining my property that the city notified, say, four neighbors surrounding this area and said, you know, it's okay for you guys to do something like this with this property. It's up to you to maintain it and water it, but we just want you to know it's okay for you to do it. That would cost nothing.
So identify areas that could be maintained by volunteers. Does that sound practical?
By volunteer neighbors?
Yes. Well, and since the city is involved with the Backyard Habitat Program, it's possible if we did that, the neighbors of the group would have to have some guidelines as to what could be planted, since we want to try and stick to natives. I think this is a good discussion, but I also think if we feel like this is something we need to pursue, maybe we should devote some time to it, either at a meeting or as a subcommittee with Charlie and somebody else to evaluate where we want to go with this.
That might be more productive.
Any ideas?
Well, considering the other things we have on our list for our goals, and we're already into, I mean, we're into April. This is a great thing to discuss, but it might need to be farther down the line.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For our time.
Yeah, I think so. Would you all agree maybe this is something we need to put a hold on?
Yeah.
For a few months? And maybe if Charlie wanted to explore that and get maps and look at neighborhoods, maybe she could do that on her own with somebody else. I could pose that to her. What do you think?
She could, but she's going to still need guidance from somebody at the city to identify the parcels that are a no-go.
Yeah, well, you would have to get the map for sure and get those prioritized. So should I pose that to her, see if she wants to get involved in it? In the meantime, we put it on hold?
Yeah.
Okay. So be it. Let's move on to the next one. This has been pending for a long time. Work session with the city council, Jerry and Mary. We're going to look at this. Is Mary still here?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I have two Victorias on my screen. Oh, Mary's name shows up in one Victoria. Ah, you're traveling incognito. Okay. City council meeting, is that still something we want to pursue or wait until the pandemic passes? No thoughts?
I'm sorry, are you asking me or?
Yeah, since you and Jerry were on this item.
I mean, it's kind of up to you guys if you want to wait to meet in person. I don't know when that's gonna start happening, quite frankly.
Yeah, nobody knows.
But I'm happy to support whenever you guys want to get on the agenda. If you have something specific you want to bring to council, you know, if you wanted to time it a certain way or just do it earliest possible, I'm happy to do what I need to do.
What outcome are you looking for from the work session? Just to touch base, or
Well, yeah, this was something that's been on the agenda since like for a year. And at this point, I'm not sure unless it's to reinforce the goals that we have, but since we don't know yet, I don't think what the city council goals are. Victoria? Are you muted?
Thank you. I was under the impression that the idea was to push to have a paid position for someone to work for sustainability for the city, and also just for the council to meet us in case there are questions from the council as to what we can do and what we have been doing.
Well, and also how our goals overlap with other areas. I mean, our goals do intersect with parks. You know, they do intersect with public works. They do intersect with transportation. So that was part of that, you know, meeting with council too. I mean, sustainability is not a separate thing. It's an aspect of the city in all the work they do.
So we are working on finalizing the goals. There's a draft that'll get sent back to council tomorrow. I know because it's on my desk. That'll be reviewed on Monday. It'll probably take some time for council to review that, identify priorities, meet with me, and then individually, and then roll back out. The budget is being put together nearly every day. I'm aware of the sustainability request, but you know, the budget will have a budget by June 30th. I don't know if that overlaps at all with what you're thinking in terms of timing. I mean, I'm just sort of talking about where we are in the process and figuring out how, where you think the best overlap might be.
July.
Okay. well, I mean, like getting you on the agenda is no problem. So we can shoot for July.
Sounds good. Look for July.
Is there someone among us who will actually write a brief sentence as to what our focus is for that purpose of the meeting? Because we kind of talked around it, and there wasn't anything I could actually write down.
Yeah, well, it's definitely we get several new members, want to introduce members to the council and you know, emphasize our goals, I would think. So those are two big things right there.
And we will have the goals back from council by then. So they will have done their budget and their goals. So we can take what we have with what comes back from them and say, okay, here's what we can work on next. So it'll give us some more tangible next steps.
Okay.
Is that enough to go on, Victoria?
Yep. Yes.
Okay, let's move on. The next past action item was Victoria to research sustainable action process guide for county and work on proposal to council about leaders in sustainability. So leaders in sustainability.
Okay, so I actually have a document that I wrote up. I have three things going on my desktop right now, the notes I'm taking, your faces, and the agenda, and be darned if I know where my notes are. They're somewhere on my desk. Maybe this. No, that's not it. Crumbs. Yeah, here it is. So I don't know how, if this is a time when you'd want to do it, how would I get this to you? What I have is a draft proposal from us to the council, that's the Clackamas County LIS program, with an overview and the requirements that would be, and a recommendation. I could just read the recommendation. I don't know if I could share my screen, I could show it, but I don't know how you want to. What shall I do with this thing?
If it's a proposal, then that is something I assume that should go through the council and the city manager first.
Yeah, but I'd like somebody else on this committee to look at it before I.
Well, after, no, that would be after we approve what you're going to submit.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
How do I submit this for approval by y'all?
Do you just want to share your screen?
Can I do that with this, Cisco?
I think I can promote.
That might help with the discussion access.
I know how to do Zoom, but I don't know how to do it on Cisco.
You should have presenter privileges now.
Where?
Your name.
Yeah, well, I just sort of promoted or changed your role. So then you would go at the top, there's something that says share, file, edit, share. Hopefully it should say share.
I've got layout. I've got live.
There's a share at the bottom of my screen.
It's a share at the bottom.
Open system preferences. If I click share, it says open system preferences.
No, yeah. If you really go to at the top of the screen, it says file, edit, share.
No, it doesn't.
At the very top. Yeah. Navigation up top.
At the top, I have meeting info, live. Recording in progress.
No, not the window. Not the window at the top of your browser. It's not in your browser. Oh. It's your desktop. Oh.
There. Open and share. Ducky. Okay. So can you see my desktop now?
Not yet.
Okay. Share. Share's blank.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So let's try this again.
There's something I noticed in the participants. There's a ball next to your name, and if I hover over it, it says grab the ball to become the presenter. So maybe you need to click on it to be the presenter under participants.
Under a participant. You are now a co-host of this meeting.
Maybe okay. That'll be.
Yeah.
So you can.
Now, can I share?
Click share content.
Claim your power.
It won't let me do it. It won't let me do it. I can be a co-host and I can click OK, but nothing happens when I click OK. Mm-hmm. Bugger. So file will only give me. Yeah, it won't let me do anything. Change role.
I'm sorry. I don't know.
It's OK. So
hovering over share, not file, Victoria. You hovering over share?
Yeah. I was.
Try now.
Nothing. It's all gray. No.
Try. If you don't mind trying one more time.
I don't mind.
Sorry. It should. I hope it works.
Okay. No, I cannot. The only thing I can do from the top there is breakout sessions.
Is this something that's okay to share with the group and for us to make comments?
Yeah.
I mean, to edit, like to email, like
sure,
to
sure. Yeah. Write
and go, here's the draft. And
yeah, this is not working, so.
Yeah, rather than to do a WebEx training session online, what if really? You were to send your proposal, email it to us, and we can make comments and then get it back to you, and then we could have something we could submit.
Yeah. I'll do that because okay. I really have no idea how to write a proposal. I've never done such a thing.
Oh, that's all right. That's just a matter of formatting. It's the content that matters. So if you send us the content that you've got, we can make our comments, get it back. Right. But formatting is no biggie.
All right. And you send me questions or things that I left out.
Yep. We'll send you.
Gold stars where I did it right. Okay.
Yep. We'll do that. Okay.
It's okay. Bye.
Moving on.
Okay, good.
We got two more things to discuss here. So in some of these we may lop off here, but the next one, Chris and Jerry, library director, about feasibility of solar roof, possibility of grants available for this. Is that something that is in the realm of possibilities?
Yeah, I can come back to this. I guess Chris and I talked through this. This is one of those ideas is like, is this something that the SAB wants a significant amount? Well, I shouldn't say significant. Are you just exploring the idea of this, or is this like, oh, this is a goal and we want to work toward it? Or how, Like, was it?
Weren't they replacing the library roof? I mean, I think that's how the conversation came about.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So okay. is the library roof replaced? I don't know. I believe
it is.
Okay. Well, then that would be a later conversation after we do our energy audit and baseline stuff.
Okay. Well, I would say we could take that off the list now.
Okay.
For now?
For now.
For now. Okay. That's stricken from the...
It made sense if you're putting a new roof on.
Right. Well, now that the roof is on, putting on solar would be no problem if and when the money is available.
But when I was talking to Chris, I was just wondering if this was something that should be explored more globally versus just the library, right? Like, why not every city facility?
Yes.
I mean, that's the sort of questions that I was just batting around today. It was like, it feels like this, and I don't know the origin of the idea, but it felt like it was like, oh, this is a good idea. But when I was talking to Chris today, I just kind of coming back to like a more global plan and examining that.
Yes, okay. It's a start for a global plan. We want to put solar collectors on every doghouse in town.
Okay. I know what you mean.
Yeah. Okay, great. The next one may be another one that's still in the works. It's Chris and Jerry to get information on LED lighting for city buildings. I know it's expensive, but is that still... possibility in the works, or wait until question?
I think this is something that maybe Kim could go along with, like an energy audit or something that, like, I mean, like, we have to identify funding for it and all of those sorts of things. Like, these are complicated items to get to move forward and
This falls under that baseline energy audit, because that way you're identifying all globally everything that needs it, and then it's a lot easier to identify prioritization.
And I don't know any better on this, but is that something that the city has done previously? Like an energy audit and gone through everything?
No.
Yeah.
Piecemeal. There's moment. Yep. There's some.
No, energy. the reason I'm laughing is because when we did this in Minnesota, It was a significant amount of time, but it was worth the investment. And frankly, it was a summer intern's job. But I mean, there's a ton of energy data that, I mean, someone has to go through all that. So that's helpful. Okay.
Okay. All right. The next one, Mary, was to research purchase of hybrid vehicles for the city. General obligation bond for upgrades and sustainability. So I know that's a big one, but.
Yes, we are going into our budget cycle. And so I think I kind of decided that maybe it would be a better time for me to maybe put this report off and learn more about the budget, which I confess I don't know as much about, just because I haven't been on council for very long. So can I come back to you when I see kind of more realistically what the potential is there?
Yeah, so in the interest of brevity on our minutes, shall we just strike this for right now and get back to it after
That could fall under clean cities, so we can let Mary off the hook of that completely, and then because we've got as one of our goals to join Clean Cities Coalition, and they can totally help with that. That's their world.
Yeah. Okay.
Off your list, Mary.
Yeah. Him to the rescue.
Okay. The next one I think is done. That was web page information, and we have got test pages up right now. We'll discuss later. So the next item on the that says December 2020, we can say that is done for now. And the action items from the last meeting, we'll go get into those. That's agenda topic 7 from the last time. Look over the website. We've done that. If I'm going too fast, has everybody got a copy of the meeting notes from last time? If not, I'm just reading them off. All were to think about possible topics for student videos. That, I think, will be ongoing, which we'll talk about later when we mention the website. So we'll move on. Hopefully everybody got a chance to fill out the city survey for their goal session, and that's passed, so that's good, done. And Mary, it said, knows Milwaukee has 3 people in their sustainability department, and we'll talk with Milwaukee to see how they've how they function. Any progress on that, Mary, or is that still just pending?
Pending.
Okay, that's fine.
I have a question on that. Would you be open to me inviting, I think, Mary, you mentioned the staffer's name in Milwaukee who really pushed that forward, right?
Natalie Rogers.
Can I just put out an invite to Natalie, or maybe we can just meet with her and go from there?
Definitely. I have talked to her in the past. It's been a while. But
I think that she might be able to help us figure out how some of these items that are mentioned overlap with council goals, budget, etc. And I mean, I can follow up with her too. I talk to their city manager kind of frequently, so I'm happy to help.
Great idea. Love it.
Okay. Let's see, this is a interesting one here. Jerry, we'll talk with John Williams about going over budgeting. I think some avenues can be pursued. I am not sure what that's referring to other than some of the things we've been talking about, such as sustainability staff person, but I'm not sure.
I don't remember either, but I can tell you that my life has been a lot of budgeting over the past few weeks.
Sure.
So whatever it is, it's been gone over quite a bit.
Good.
We are on the budget note. I think our first budget meeting is May 17th. We've met with department heads. Lauren and I met for an hour and a half today to just keep talking through it. And I mean, that's the budget update. I'm aware of the sustainability's, the SAB's goals just because of my membership to this group. So I'm trying to take them into consideration as much as possible.
Okay, very good. The next one is kind of general, and I don't know if anybody commented on that city survey before their goal setting session, but it says here, all of us need to support the idea of pedestrian bike bridge between Oregon City and West Lynn. First, the city needs to know the places where people are walking and biking that are not safe. I use the city survey to make recommendations. So I'm not sure where we go with that. So since there's no comment from the crowd,
I have a comment.
Okay, good.
Has anyone seen the survey that the city posted, I think, on their website from ODOT? And it's kind of an update also about the bike path bridge options.
It closed on the 13th, I think.
Right, but doesn't it? I mean, I'm just wondering if anybody's looked at it.
Oh, because yeah, because they have the flyby on it. They have the really cool flyby. Yeah. Yes.
Okay, because it's fun to, I mean, if people haven't looked at it, it's kind of interesting, and they've narrowed it down to, I think just, well, there's two placements that have kind of come out in all of their different surveys above the rest. And one is kind of closer to the falls, and one is on the other side of the arch bridge, the current arch bridge. So it's kind of interesting to look at.
Okay. I looked at that and I didn't see any place on that survey where it was asking for places that are safe and not safe. It just were the only thing I saw was asking for the bridge placement.
Yes, that's kind of the purpose of this, the bridge, my bike ped bridge project at this point is to find out where people would prefer the placement to be.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, any other comments on that? So we should all get a chance to look at that survey again, or at least the bridge options. The next one on the list is Jerry will look into how to start curbside recycling for compostables.
I did that. I got a 1,000-word email about it. I should have forwarded it to the group, but if you move on to the next agenda item, I will pull up that email. It'll give me a time to have that ready.
No problem. Okay, next one. Kim will contact the manager of Farmers Market about a booth.
I've done that, and the board is making a decision how they're going to have that set up at the Farmers Market, because they want to have a booth for nonprofits and local organizations like ourselves, but they have to kind of work out the details of that, but that's in discussion.
Okay, so it's in the works. Mm-hmm. All right, thanks, Ken.
So I'm going to just read from the email a little bit. I reached out to the Lance Calvert about it. He said that this was discussed in the past and dropped as the cost would outweigh the benefit, both financially because of increased monthly resident expense and environmentally in increased CO2 emissions due to increased trucking down to the state facility. He suggested a better option might be that would cost less and be more effective would be having the city subsidize the purchase of individual home compost bins if the city wanted to put public funds into it. Again, that's a budgeting item. But I often wonder, or the question for the group is, I haven't had time to explore grants available for these, but usually you can find, well, I've been able to find grant funding in the past. I don't know, I've never tried in Oregon yet. Or maybe, does anybody know?
The composters?
Or just anything related to some of the things that we've been discussing tonight. Like, and maybe that's something through Clean Cities. I don't really, I'm just dipping my toe in the water for the first time on sustainability issues in Oregon. And like, I mean, in Minnesota, when I was able to identify where the funds would come, I could get them. Sometimes when it doesn't come from the city, you have to find other sources, so. I'm used to doing that.
Metro has done a subsidized purchase, like where people can go to Metro. They used to give them away for free or super cheap. They have those compost bins. So Metro is involved with that. So we can promote what they're already doing. And sometimes Metro will often have a booth at the Oregon City Farmers Market. You know, they have their master gardeners there in their, you know, their OSU outreach. I think one of the challenges with that food composting is there's not very many sites to take that, like he said, it has to be trucked very far away. It's not like you just take it to the yard debris place. It has to be very specific.
Okay, so as far as the future for this subject, what does it look like? I mean, there's some good points about, you know, having to truck this to a facility far away. And there's another point for keeping it local, like in people's backyards, and not everybody's going to do it. It's
I like the idea of keeping it local. I just had a neighbor ask me, how do you do that? You know, can you advise me? Because he wants to get one for his backyard, and they have a really tidy small backyard, but he still wants to go that direction. So there, you know, there's interest on my street.
What if we started very cheaply and possibly, speaking of videos on our website, is find a couple of really good quality, meaningful videos on doing home composting and start by putting something on the website that doesn't cost anything and then start pointing people there just as a pump primer and then we can deal with this issue later on a larger scale if it warrants.
Well, and I'm just full disclosure, I had a Metro composter and it worked great for years. And then one year I had a little rodent decided to have a party and burrow underneath it. And I had to evict him. So I took that composter out and went to Costco and got one of those double barreled ones where it's completely contained and they couldn't get in. So it's great to do it, but it's nice to know the big picture of how to monitor it and be successful.
Yes.
Without partiers that are uninvited.
Yes, there is the problem of rodentia that
they invite their friends too.
Yeah, they do. They do.
Kim, okay. Was it a rat?
It was huge. He did a great job turning the soil, but they won't sign any agreements. I'm like, you got to stay single and just you, and you can keep turning the soil. But he was like, no, I'm into this, you know?
No, you just have to feed him peanut butter on a spring-loaded contrivance. So, okay, so should that be put on hold, or should we discuss this further?
Let's start with a video on the website.
Okay, well, that will be another topic for discussion then. Okay, let's see, regarding the farmer's market, the next list was make a list of what we can present at the farmer's market. We don't even know, I mean, we can make a list, but as Kim said, it's in the works as far as what they want and who they want, right? So.
Yeah, and Councillor Baumgartner had a pretty awesome, I mean, you put it down at the fair when we had our booth down there. So there may be some material that we don't have to reinvent.
I left that box of supplies at the city, so hopefully it's still somewhere. But it had the bee costumes and some of the stuff, materials that we handed out. So. That was very fun.
Okay. So if and when we do get to have a presence at the booth, we would want to have whatever we displayed, be it a bumblebee that Jerry's got or whatever. Bee City USA, wasn't that a prop for when we got named Bee City USA? Okay, so we should all continue to be thinking about a couple of... good things like bees we want to talk about at the booth should we be invited to have a booth.
This is in my office and been here since I got here. So
Terry, if I came up with three things, should I just say them out loud or should we do this later?
Well, write them down and maybe we could all send our ideas to Victoria. She can make a list.
I can do that.
Okay.
Okay.
So send your ideas to Victoria.
Okay.
And have Jerry unearth the box that Mary left there.
Yeah.
From the sustainability group. Mary, do you know where it went?
I have no idea.
I can ask around.
Okay.
Okay. Next item was Jerry will talk with Ken Warner about water usage data in the parks and options to save water.
I know this was brought up before, but I haven't had a chance to go over it with that. But I will tell you that as it relates to some of the conversations that we had last time with the SAB and trees, all of my conversations with Ken right now, I think, concern trees. So... that is the priority and frankly GoBond projects as well. But I will say, like last time, this overlaps a little bit with some other items that we discussed, but I think I'm going to ask a member of our staff, Dylan, to be the point person on the tree replanting, which will be a massive project. And attempt to start answering all of the questions that we're sort of asking internally. But so that's been the focus. I can talk to Ken about reducing water in the parks. And that's just a general water usage idea that the SAB had.
Yeah, it was one of the lists, one of the things we had on the list that I think there was actually Kim didn't Chris give us a list of water usage in certain areas, and we got kind of concerned about that. So where that goes from, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I think that he did, you know, if in particular if there are areas that were soggy or, you know, areas that were less critical to be watered, but it's a significant amount of usage. So yeah, Chris had, I think he had that data for us, but so I don't
does the SAB just want us to reduce the amount of water usage in the parks or
look for opportunities? I mean, like, obviously if you've got a ball field or, you know, where you need to keep the turf, you know, green, that's one thing, but there's some areas that it could, you know, there may be sections that could be turned off or down or earlier.
Okay.
Identifying opportunities for water savings.
Yes. Yeah, pretty much all the things we talked about were savings in some area. Pretty much not possible for SAB members to do. And obviously a lot of these things we're talking about require staff time, which in certain areas is non-existent, and which all rolls around to our proposal to try and get a sustainability staff person. So that's what all this kind of rolls into. All right. Charlie's not here. She was going to work on wanted to work on an overlay of the city's right-of-way. So that's, I'll get on her about that. Okay, the next one we've already talked about city council meeting and electric vehicles. And I was to send the staff proposal to SAB, which I did. And the clean cities and leaders in sustainability information is out there, and there are links on our agenda. So we've discussed those. Any additional discussion about action items from past meetings? Okay. The next item on the agenda, number 6, and Jerry kind of covered this already. What I think we want to do is what we need to do is make sure that our goals and the city council goals for 2021 mesh. And since we're not going to know what those are until, well, you're going to get them next Monday, right, Jerry, the city council goals? And when will those be available for our consumption?
So council had a goal setting, what was it, a week or two ago?
Yeah, April 3rd?
Yeah. And there's a draft that exists. We'll refine the draft. It'll be reviewed by council on Monday. Then council will work on it, identify some priorities, meet with me individually to talk about those, and, you know, maybe a finished product by sometime in May. It'll have to be sometime in May. That's a sequence of events. I can't point to, you know, exact dates on the calendar.
Okay, so sometime in May, we'll know what those are and see how much it meshes with our goals. And I am personally kind of in a quandary here, and everybody step in. I mean, we did submit our goals and we all agreed after much deliberation for probably a year last year, that we, being an advisory board, can advise based on, you know, our abilities and what we see and what we think should be goals, which are based on the goals that were put out in the Strategic Sustainability Plan of 2015. And the Appendix C that we developed that's going to be incorporated are merely a restatement of those goals, which boils down to basically being climate action plan items. And we as an advisory board advise the city, but our goals have to match their goals. But the city goals should be driven by those goals put out in the strategic plan. And therefore, which leads us to the situation that we have called for the city to get hook or crook a staff person to work on sustainability issues. And I know we're going to be a broken record on this, but we can only do so much in advising, which I'm sure we like to do. Everybody's got good ideas. So as far as working on our goals for 2021, I personally need some help here, folks, as to which way we should go, because of all I've said, and we don't know what the city goals are yet. We don't know how much money they've got, if they can hire a person full or part-time, or if we can work with interns like we did with OIT on the Parks Energy Program we had a couple of years ago to do an energy audit. I don't know. We can suggest things like that, but any ideas about where we go from here for the rest of the year as far as goals and pursuits?
Terrence, that actually might be a really good idea. I mean, perhaps we reach out to a college graduate at OSU that is, their major is in sustainability, environmental science, whatever that is, and that can be part of their rigor.
Well, and if you look at all of our goals, I mean, like what I'm hearing is that we're interdependent on hearing back from the council saying, here's what we're approving and what staff time you have approved. And all of the things that we need to do require some staff time, because as ambitious and enthusiastic as we all are, we can't do it on our own, and we are an advisory capacity. But regardless of what budget we have, if we don't get a baseline energy audit for the city, you have no place to start, you know, and that's, it's halfway done. I think, you know, it sounds like when Greg was with us, he found things that had been done piecemeal by students at OIT. OIT's got a fabulous program down in Wilsonville, and they have students working on energy and sustainability, but we still need city permission to have, you know, someone come in and collect that data. This might be digging through, you know, that baseline energy may just be digging through, you know, the bills that the city gets every month. How much does this building cost? You know, what's your heating cost? What's your electric? But we got to have a baseline to, you know, so no matter what happens with meeting all of our goals, first, they got to be adopted and approved. I thought I heard the mayor saying in an address recently that we were one of the only, you know, regional cities that doesn't have an approved sustain, you know, like climate action plan. So we're really behind in having a clear plan with attainable dates. So having that adopted is huge. And then having that baseline energy audit, because of all the other things we can work on, that baseline energy audit is going to help us with the Leaders in Sustainability program.
Yes, agree. And I thought it worked very well a few years ago when Glenn Friedman got the OIT students to work. Of course, that was pre-pandemic and people could work together in person physically. We need, if we found someone, a student or a group of students, to do this as a class project or something like the other students did, they would need guidance from someone on the city, because like Kim said, we need that energy audit. Parts have been done as a baseline. So on that topic, where do we go from here, Jerry? Do we have someone on the city that students could work with? And at this point in time, with the pandemic raging and not being able to get face-to-face together, a lot of that would have to be online. So that's going to take some coordination on somebody's part.
And the students would work to help the staff achieve the goals identified by the SAB. Is that accurate?
They'd help create the energy audit, right, Kim?
They'd help create that baseline. They'd help complete. They could help complete the baseline.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't measure what you can't track. You got to know where you're starting.
Right. And what else do you see the student doing?
Well, chime in here, folks, but with the energy audit could tie right in with, water use audit, baseline audits for uses of energy, water, materials, the energy involves all the vehicles and the power generated. So, in the end, all of this is leading to potentially savings by the city if it can all get coordinated and if there's someone leading this effort, which the SAB, again, can only advise. So, we can't lead. We can't do all of these things.
So I'm still new to, I've only really worked with one board more, so I work with council meetings, right, obviously, right? And then the other group that I've worked with is the police task force, right? So I don't have as much experience dealing with individual boards. But as for how the group moves forward, I have some sort of things I'd like to discuss. I'm looking over the sustainability goals here, and I can tell you based on my experience so far, it's been my experience that every staff member takes sustainability into consideration when making decisions. No one has said that explicitly, but just based on what they do, I hear it consistently. So I feel like we are doing a lot of things in practice that the SAB would be pleased with. We have an eco-conscious, we certainly have a very budget-conscious staff. What I was thinking as we have this discussion tonight is, after the council develops its goals and we have a budget, wouldn't the SAB's role be something along the lines of advising staff about how to accomplish the goals that the council identified in that advisory capacity? I'm trying to understand roles a little bit. So in other words, if the council says, here are our goal set, wouldn't it be the SAB's role to advise on staff on how to get those other goals accomplished in a sustainable way? Or am I not understanding this correctly?
Yeah. Well, normally, when we submit our goals for the upcoming year, the city has already established their goals. It kind of didn't happen this year. So we submitted our goals in the form of a proposal for a sustainability staff person. But you're right, Jerry, when the city comes out with their goals, then the goals that we, the SAB, established need to support those goals. And you're right again that the things we advise on could be ways that the city can accomplish those goals. But I think what we're trying to look at in the long run is to have a person on staff who can bring together all those parts of the city and all of the different people maybe doing great things, but to have someone who can bring them all together and be sure that the entire city is doing great things, money-saving things, energy-efficient things. So yeah, you're right in that our goals need to support the city goals, and we advise on how to do that.
Well, and also the things that we identified here were to help be able to attract outside money. I mean, you really hit on that, Jerry, of getting grant money. You can't get grant money if you don't have a plan. I mean, we're missing out. I'm not even going to tell you how many grants that come through my email box that I'm like, wow, that's a bummer. And maybe I should have been sending these going, hey, look what we missed this week. You know, there's federal grants, there's state grants, and it may be little or maybe a lot, but it's not just if the city's doing things that is conscientious about that. Let's get credit for it. That's what leaders in sustainability are. I mean, we want to have our local businesses become members of leaders in sustainability. City of Portland, if you're doing contracting work with the City of Portland, they have corporate responsibilities and a large amount of points on their proposals. And you want to be a City of Portland certified business and they put you on their website. You know, like Clackamas County is the counterpart of that. But that's why we've identified being a leader in sustainability. If we're going to ask our businesses here to do it, let's do it. Let's get credit for the things we're already doing. It's finishing filling out the form, and we're probably halfway or 75% of the way there of being certified. But wouldn't you love it if you came along and identify some of our older buildings that could qualify for energy upgrades or solar? Or, I mean, we're part of a PGE wind project that was competitive. Mm-hmm. And we testified for the city to join that, which they did, and we got in. We're on a cutting edge of clean energy with the city. It'd be great if we qualified for energy upgrades and things that didn't involve our city budget. You know, if we can get outside funds, that's only going to come if we have a master plan.
Yeah. And the two things,
this master plan approved, or there's nothing coming to us that we could qualify for.
Yeah. Yeah. And as Kim mentioned, the two things that the city could do right away, number one is join the leaders in sustainability. And the other is clean cities. And Kim, doesn't it, for the lowest entrance fee, I think is $300. Kim, is that right? You're muted.
I think it was $300 or $400. Yeah. And Jerry, I had sent an email to him and Lance, because Lance works with the fleets.
Mm-hmm. So those are two things that could be done right away. Like Kim said, would open up a world of contacts and resources. And also, Kim, I mean, you hit on a good thing with what you do. You're attuned to a lot of grants, and maybe that's one of the areas we could focus on as we find these resources, is to funnel them to the city, being Jerry and or Mary, the council. And that would be a big part of our advisory role. Is okay, if we want to do these things, here's where we can get some money. Because maybe other people in the city aren't aware of some of these that Kim is aware of.
And that was the request for the full-time sustainability person, because it's a lot of work to chase those.
Exactly.
And be part of those organizations that are identifying when those things come out. Because they're kind of like raspberries. They come on occasionally, they have a peak of ripeness, and then they disappear. And a lot of grants are that way too. You got to kind of know they're coming and be prepared to have the information that they need to get them.
Yeah, you got to have the person who's prepared and willing to write that grant right away, and I'll get on it, which I don't think we can do. So,
Kim, I'm going to follow up with you directly on some of these items. So I'll be in touch.
Great. Okay. Okay, I think as far as the goals, we know what's coming, when it's coming. I think Jerry and Mary are very aware of where our interests lie. I think Kim has brought up some great ideas as far as grants and audits. So is there anything else that anyone has for the good of the group regarding item six, the goals and our reason for being? Nothing yet? Okay. There is one thing that is perfectly within our realm of doing, and we have done it, and that is to update our website. And I sent you all a link because Alicia Schroyer, developed the new website based on our input. It's test pages right now. So what did everybody get the email I sent with the link to the test pages?
Yeah, it looks really okay, good.
Good. Okay, so if you've got it, what I would ask is that you take the time and look at not only the verbiage on each page, but test the links to the different places. Number one, to see if they're valid, see if they should be there in the first place. Number two, see if they really work. And three, see if they contain information that the citizens of Westland would find valuable. And also to see if there's a place that we missed or something that you that should be in any one of those five subject areas. And get your comments back to me, and Victoria and I will massage this and get it back to Alicia. And I'd really like to see your comments by the 30th of this month. That gives you plenty of time to work on it. No rush. And also, we had talked about a sixth topic, which would be part of our education series or instructional videos. So along with your comments that you're going to get back to myself and Victoria, if you have ideas for some good instructional videos that exist right now, somewhere in the YouTube, somewhere out in the ether, or videos you think that could be created by kids in our schools.
Did we lose Terry?
Yeah, he's not muted, but not talking.
Maybe I'll call him and tell him we lost him.
I think we did. He's not on video either.
Did you get a hold of him, Victoria?
26 ringy dingies. It's not happening.
Hi, this is Jerry. I will get back to you as soon as I can.
It sounds like while we're waiting for him to reconnect, that the thing that we can do is just coming up with those topics of what we'd like to have for like he was talking about videos. It's getting a little late in the school year to get students to participate in that, but at least if that conversation could start before they're out. You back, Terry? So that they could start again in fall. And things that we can work on in the summer. I mean, that's what we have upcoming. So despite any of the outcome of goal setting and what council approves, we can work on what would we want to have at that booth for the sustainability board. Should we be able to have a space at the farmers market? And what, how do we want to expand our education series? We've done talks at the library before. I mean, the library is kind of awesome. But how do we do that? How do we do something like that online?
Do you think we ought to adjourn since we don't have Terry anymore?
We could wrap up. I think we had new action items, but we should give Mary her 5 minutes or not. Oh, this is staff liaison, Jerry. Okay, sorry. Is that number 9 was items of interest from staff liaison. So, but between Mary and Jerry, if you
I've done a lot of talking tonight, so I'll I don't have anything else.
You've got the B though.
Here it is.
And who?
Jennifer.
I don't have anything. I have looked at the web pages. I will say that the navigation's a little funky. I know they're beta pages, but I'll send some feedback on that kind of stuff. And I'm with you on the videos. I know that was something that I kind of said I would try to take on. But I know I just spoke to my son, and school year ends on June 20th for the high school. So I'm assuming middle school is going to be the same. But I'm more than happy to try and put together a plan, because I know there's summer school too. So maybe those are options.
And you know, they could have a TikTok party and they could get our topic done in a weekend. You know, like, we get 10 kids coming up with, you know, 10 different topics.
What I don't want, if there are already really great videos on YouTube, you know, there's really no sense in recreating the wheel unless we want, you know, if we want to involve our own community members. I get that.
I think that was the goal, is like, how do we have the people in the community with things that you see or things you recognize?
Familiar places. Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
And you know, they're doing it for fun anyway. So like, can we give them a topic?
So it, you know, maybe thinking about incentive, I don't know if it's like a contest or if they're going to get paid in some way. Does it not necessarily money, but a gift card to a restaurant? You know, we ask a restaurant to give a free gift certificate or something.
Okay. I missed a bit of that. Terry called me back and I said that we'd wrap up without him. So his whole computer just went belly up.
Well, I'm done. So if Mary, if you want to go ahead.
I was just going to say gift card, Dutch Bros. That's my input there.
Thank you.
I actually, let's see, what do I have to say? I don't know. I'm just really excited about working and getting some headway made. I feel like we've been kind of distracted a little bit with a lot of big things going on in the city. And now that maybe we're going to get a breather away from them and work on some of these projects, because they're really important. So that's kind of all I had.
If I'm taking notes, I need to know what the gift cards are for.
Victoria, that was like incentive for the kids, for the teens, to create videos for us regarding sustainability, environmental issues, whatever the topics we decide would be something to put on the website, the city website.
Okay, thanks. All right, got that.
And we have to come up with the topics, like how to become an awesome recycler, you know, and what does the B city mean?
Yeah. Question.
But Jerry will be in the background with the B on his hand.
Yeah, that would actually be a really great thing. I mean, they would probably get a kick out of that, the B city thing. That's a good topic. We'll make them put on the costumes.
Well, if this is something kids are doing individually, some of them will have time over the summer. If it's something they're doing in class with a video teacher, not so much.
And we talked about that. I think you might have missed that. We know that
school is
coming to an end. So,
yeah. All right, good. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah, we just need to come up with a list. And then if there's any way to tie that in, May is National Public Works Appreciation Week. And I think our Public Works Department needs a lot of appreciation, you know, our park, which includes parks and transportation, and they need some love. So if there's a way to tie that in with sustainability, you know, and so
Kim, I might reach out to you and maybe we brainstorm. Is that cool?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you do that by the 30th then? Were there other deadline? Just a list of ideas?
I can, Kim, is that good with you?
Yeah, we can go get jacked on a cup of coffee and get it knocked out in 20 minutes. Bam, done.
Okay.
All right, good.
Okay. So, So I think we covered a lot of ground, and And Mary's got her work cut out for her.
Thank you, Mary.
Go, Mary! Yeah. And we'll have our list of items to have back to the group by the 30th, and then I will send a couple of links out that I wasn't able to share in the chat today.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you all.
So have a good night. This meeting's adjourned.
All right.
Good night.
Good night.